The Warriors were supposed to have left last Sunday, but could not do so after the Zimbabwe Football Association failed to secure enough funds to take care of the players during the days in which the Confederation of African Football are not obliged to do so. According to Warriors team manager Sharif Musa, CAF are obliged to finance the team's stay in the hosting country starting from 3 days before the team's opening match, not 3 days before the start of the tournament.
CAF and the local organization committee have indicated that the team that is playing in its group, they will only take responsibility of the team 3 days before the kickoff of their first match of the group, not of the opening tournament game, but of their group.
Zimbabwe are scheduled to play their opening game against Zambia on Tuesday, and their arrival tomorrow will be in time for CAF's financial backing. The Warriors have been in high spirits since returning to camp after the Christmas and New Year holidays, and coach Calisto Pasua has promised that they are not going there to make up the numbers, but to win the tournament.
We're going out there to go and fair and have a good result. We're not saying we're going there out, to make numbers. We want to do better.
Captain Adlive Direkwi also believes the Warriors will go far in this tournament, but adds that to make their dream a reality, they first have to win their opening game against traditional rivals in neighbor Zambia.
The first match is very important. It sets the tone to the tournament that you're going to be playing. So I think, yeah, we really have to go for it and try to win it.
Zambia, on their part, are not taking things lightly, and have recalled their 2012 Africa Cup of Nations winning captain, Christopher Katongo, who will lead a youthful side in their quest for another continental title. Katongo, who has also played in China, has now joined Zambian club side Green Buffaloes after a spell at Absa Premiership side Bidvest Wits, and revealed he wants to achieve something new with the Chipolo Polo.
Happy to be back. Hopefully that we can achieve something new for the national team.
The Zambians have built their team around only five of their top clubs: Power Dynamos, Zanaco, Zesco United, Green Eagles and Green Buffaloes. However, football fans are begging Zimbabwe to steamroll over the Zambians. Isaac Maheya, a member of the Zimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association, is one of them, and says he's certain that Zimbabwe will come out tops.
Our players, they are good players. We are very proud of them, and we are very certain our players are going to succeed in this match.
Another of Zimbabwe's football followers, Mayor Makunike, refused to predict the outcome of the match, but said the Warriors will have to fight hard for victory.
I won't predict the outcome of the result of the game, but every game is a new game, but Zimbabwe, we have to fight hard. We have to fight hard to win.
Although Captain Danny Piri is home injured, Zimbabwe has called probably the best locally based players available, including Ronald Chitio, Edmo Chirabadare, Ocean Mshure, Nox Mtizwa, Rafael Manuvire, Joao Ngozo, and Elvis Chipezese. Apart from Zambia, Zimbabwe are also in the same group with Mali and Uganda. The top two teams from the group qualify for the quarterfinals. Now to cricket. Zimbabwe's losing streak continued this afternoon after the Chevrons were beaten by 4 wickets by Bangladesh in the first of their 4T20 matches at the Sheikh Abnasa Stadium. The Chevrons batted first and hit 263 for 7, with Hamilton Masakadza top scoring with 79 runs. But that was not enough, as Bangladesh hit back with 166 runs for 6 with 4 balls to spare to come out victors by 4 wickets. The two teams will meet again at the same venue for their second match Sunday. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.